WBZ News Radio 1030.
Nightside with Dan Ray.
Before we move on to our next 2 hours on Nightside, we will welcome to the program a guest. We're talking tonight at halftime about a very special concert that is going to occur in Boston at Symphony Hall on January 27th. And Murray Sidlean. Murray, have I totally butchered your last name or no?
Pretty well, yes. Thank you.
No, should I did okay? What's the correct pronunciation?
It's Sidlean.
Sidlean. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much for correcting that for me. You are the conductor and the creator of what is called the Defiant Requiem. What is the Defiant Requiem, and tell us about it.
A Defiant Requiem is a concert drama, meaning that it is an evening in the concert hall that depicts what the prisoners of the Terezin concentration camp did in learning and singing 15 times the famous Requiem Mass of Giuseppe Verdi. Now, it's kind of unusual because to sing a Requiem Mass in a place where people are imprisoned for being Jewish, what it meant was the Requiem Mass of Giuseppe Verdi was a work of great defiance and great resistance and great power, and it gave the prisoners a tremendous amount of hope and courage and dignity. So on the 27th at Symphony Hall at 8 o'clock, we're going to recreate the Verdi Requiem in the context of the Terezin concentration camp, both as a commemoration of the liberation, 70th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, but also to honor two Terezin prisoners who live in Newton, Edgar and Hannah Kraza.
Wow. And what time, is it during the day or evening?
It's an evening performance at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock at Boston Symphony. So the question, of course, which is most important, is how can folks get tickets to be in the audience that night?
Yes, just call the box office at Symphony Hall. Tickets are on sale now.
Boy, that you couldn't make it any simpler. And how long has this Defiant Requiem been in the process? Is this the first performance, or has it been performed in prior years?
It's about the 30th performance. We started it in 2002, and we have done it in Budapest and Prague and Berlin, Washington, New York, Atlanta, a lot of places around the country, and with many other performances coming up. But this is special for us to do it in Boston because of the Kraza family that were prisoners in Terezin, and we want to commemorate and honor them.
Well, and again, on the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, as if my history is correct, I in 1986 visited Auschwitz and actually won an Emmy for the television reports that I filed from there. So that has left a searing memory on my mind, as it does on anyone who has visited any of the concentration camps. And we just wish you the best of luck with this performance, January 27th at 8 o'clock at Boston Symphony Hall. And I know that it's going to be just a marvelous performance and a marvelous night. So congratulations, Murray, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dan, and thank you for all that you're doing to illuminate this major, major time.
Well, my pleasure, and I say that with complete honesty and truth. It is my pleasure. Thank you, Murray.
Great. Thank you.
Have a great night.